Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Elena had her regular catch-up with Councillor Pippa Coombe this morning. They talked about the Super Saturday National Vaccination Drive tomorrow and how those who are unvaccinated or need another dose can take advantage of the day with its greater accessibility and incentives. Pippa touched on what Auckland's targeted rates are and how successful they've been. And lastly, they spoke about the upcoming, little-known but greatly important Entrust elections, why they matter and who can vote in them.
So, Pippa, tomorrow is Super Saturday. On the off chance that any listeners might not have heard of this already, could you please explain what Super Saturday is and why it's important?
It's hard to imagine that there are still people out there who might not have heard of Super Saturday, because it's definitely been getting a big push. And for anyone of my generation, it's kind of a throwback to the telethons that we used to have, a vaxathon. Is it? It's been called.
Yeah.
Mass vaccination events right across the country, encouraging everyone who hasn't had a shot yet or haven't had their second shot, if they've had a 3-week gap from their first shot, to go and go and track down one of the events that are happening.
That'll be really interesting to see what the vaccination rates are that day. What's different about Super Saturday compared to normal days of vaccinating? Are there pop-up events that are happening or bigger venues to get more people through?
Well, I think it's the availability, so there's going to be a lot more places to get vaccinated, on like things like Shop Bros, and there'll be extended hours. So I know, like, I'm going to head to the city centre site, which is at Graham Street, and they're open till 10 o'clock. And then it's the incentives to actually go and get a vaccination. So, like, coffee giveaways, there's music at different events, food giveaways, all sorts of different promos. I saw up in our local shops, the doctor's surgery was saying, get your vax on Saturday and you get a free coffee. So all sorts of incentives to get the vaccination, and it's worth going and checking out online to see what's in your local area.
I think all those little incentives are great. They can just make that little bit of a difference. So what can people who aren't getting vaccinated on Saturday, like perhaps they haven't yet had their 3-week window yet, or they're already double vaccinated, what can they do to help encourage others to go and get vaccinated, or just, yeah, be involved in some way?
Well, I think it's sharing the personal message of why people are getting vaccinated, and that's what can have the strongest influence. So just making contact with family and friends, and just encouraging everyone within your network.
Another thing I'd like to talk about is the success of Auckland's targeted rates. Could you firstly explain what targeted rates are?
So every household pays a rate, and businesses, and it's a general rate that goes into a big pot, and it covers all of the services and activities of council. With a targeted rate, you get to hypothecate it, and I love this word, hypothecation, to throw that in, where you can kind of ring fence the income from that rate to just specific activities. And in the case of the natural environment and water targeted rate, of course, we've been putting that into improvements to the environment, to protecting native species, cleaning up waterways, and it's provided a pot, I think it's about $700 million over 10 years, that has just been specifically for the environment and water improvement.
Right, so it's like an amount set aside specifically to protect outdoor spaces.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, council consulted and said, hey, Aucklanders, what do you think? We'll have the general rate, we'll increase that by a small amount, but we will start a new rate, a targeted rate, that will go to these specific things that we know people are really concerned about. Because at that time, Aucklanders were saying, look, we haven't got enough investment in the environment and in water quality. You know, it was when there was a lot of publicity about how much poo was going into the harbour, and it was highlighted right then that we'd been underinvesting in our infrastructure to stop all of that sewerage outflows that were happening very regularly every time it rained. So in the last 3-4 years, there's been a huge amount of investment to do like separation and to clean up waterways, do testing, compliance checking, investment into getting people to, you know, clean up their septic tanks. And it's all made a massive difference to the quality of water.
Yeah, has this investment been reflected in the water quality and air quality?
Yeah, so there's a few kind of headlines. We've just got the results of the last year of work. So just for some examples, so there's been like an eradication program to get rid of feral pigs on Waiheke and Argentine ants on Aotea Great Barrier, and that's on track to completely eradicate those pest species. There's been a huge amount of investment in new tracks across the regional parks. Lots of other pest control going on across 80,000 hectares of the region. There's been major upgrades to water improvement projects in Sokoho Bay, Freemans Bay. So that's meant that there's a lot less sewerage going out into the Waitemata Harbour. So it's quite a long list of successes that have happened over the last year because of this money. And it's on the council website and worth checking out if you head to Art Auckland.
Right, so it's quite broad. It's covering quite a lot of different environmental projects.
Yeah, it's broken down into two parts. So there's the natural environment targeted rate, where that investment has gone, and then the water quality targeted rate.
Finally, I'd like to chat a little bit about the Entrust elections, which are happening soon. I believe the voter packs have been mailed out from yesterday. What is the Entrust elections? Because I've heard on the grapevine that it's quite important, but I personally don't know much about it.
Yeah, well, it's an election that flies a bit under the radar. And 3 years ago, only 12% of eligible voters actually got their ballot papers in. But it's really quite a significant election because Entrust owns Vecta and they can make a lot of decisions about our energy future, about sustainability, about responding to climate change. And the current trustees, there's only ever been, well, in the last decade, 2 decades, there's only been one woman on the trust. So they're a bunch of suits, really. And They haven't been very ambitious for Vecta and for the possibilities of what could, you know, what could have be a program that's really about investing in Auckland's energy future. So in terms of being able to vote, the person with their name on the power bill gets the vote. So whether you're renting or own the house, in every household there'll be one person who has their name on the power bill.
It's by household vote rather than individuals.
Yeah, we don't get an individual vote for this one, but there are 300,000 households across Auckland that can vote, and includes Waiheke as well, right out to Papakura. It doesn't include the West or North Shore because they sold off their shares in their trusts in the 80s, but in Auckland, we can still, central Auckland and Manukau areas, we can still vote. And I'm absolutely backing the More For You, Better For The Climate team. There's 5 great candidates who've put their hand up.
So is it you vote for individuals, or there's a team of 5 that have got a certain vision and you vote for a team?
So there's 5 trustees, and More For You, Better For Climate have put up a ticket of great candidates, really talented people. 2 are alumni of Generation Zero who've come through from the activism through Generation Zero. So they're offering something really different from the current trustees. And so it's worth checking out because it can have a massive difference. And, you know, it's really time to shake things up on that trust.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.